Dave, I love this question, okay, from Phil. He says, assuming it was possible to create a magnet made of antimatter, would it attract or repel antimatter iron or normal iron? Would you get antimagnetism, or is magnetism the same in an antimatter universe as it is in a matter universe? Brilliant.
It's a wonderful question. Antimatter, basically, the main difference we know about it is it's got the opposite charge, and an anti-electron has got the opposite charge to a normal electron, so a positron's got the opposite charge of a normal electron. And magnetism is all about charge. It's actually a sort of minor alteration, a minor tweak to the normal electric field, which is due to a relativity. So Einstein's special theory of relativity predicts magnetism. It's actually part of the way he worked out the theory in the first place. And so antimatter has got perfectly normal charges. It behaves normally, just in the opposite direction. So an antimatter magnet would behave, as far as I can work out, exactly the same as a normal magnet. So it would attract both antimatter iron and normal iron.
The difference being, of course, if it touched the antimatter.
It would get immense amounts of energy released. Although the question which nobody knows, no one actually knows the answer to this, is whether it would be attracted or repelled by gravity. So whether it would fall downwards or upwards, nobody knows. No one's been able to measure that yet.